This is Radio 21, scheduled for Saturday, March 12th. We celebrate St. Joseph Day just before the beginning of Holy Week. I'm happy we get to celebrate him before entering into the spirit of the Passion, Death, and Rising of his foster son. I love St. Joseph because he is an accessible patron for any one of us. In 1870, Pope Pius IX proclaimed Joseph patron of the Universal Church. Pope Pius XII, in effect, proclaimed him patron of workers when he established the feast of St. Joseph the Worker on May 1st. Since he died with Mary and Jesus, presumably at his side, he is the patron of the dying. I have long considered him the patron of fathers. He is patron of numerous countries around the world. Why is Joseph so popular in Catholic devotion? While he appears in the Gospels, we don't have a single word of his. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke record the challenging incidents about the experience of Joseph. Those tell us of the attentiveness of his faith. He was alert to receive crucial messages from angels, messages from God, deputing him as head and protector of the Holy Family. Without his belief that all things are possible for God, Joseph could never have fulfilled that role. The preface for the Feast of St. Joseph calls him, and I quote, "that just man, that wise and loyal servant whom you placed at the head of your family. With a husband's love, he cherished Mary, the Virgin Mother of God. With fatherly care, he watched over Jesus Christ, your son, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit." Joseph was a just man in that he wanted to observe Hebrew law in regard to Mary's being with child, and at the same time wanted to respect Mary's role as spouse of the Holy Spirit. Only confidence in God and his messengers could enable Joseph to step up to his role as legal parent of Jesus and faithful husband of Mary. He was graced with wisdom and lived the virtue of loyalty to his betrothed. Joseph accepted responsibility and hardship for the sake of Jesus and Mary. One need only reflect on what it must have meant to make arrangements for the birth of Jesus in the unfamiliar circumstances of a strange town, or what it meant to leave home suddenly with his refugee family and travel to Egypt under unfriendly circumstances. He had to be a brave and adaptable person. He also knew the anxiety of having lost his son on one occasion, only to find him in the temple. Saint Joseph had the privilege of teaching his craft to his son. Imagine, he helped the Son of God become a carpenter and builder. He and Mary also fulfilled the role of teacher of their son. They introduced him to the way of praying and believing in the Hebrew tradition. One of my favorite images of St. Joseph is depicted in a mural by Father Donald Walpole outside of St. Joseph Oratory in the crypt of the Archabbey Church at St. Meinrad. The subject of the mural is the flight into Egypt. Mary and Jesus are seated on a donkey, led by Joseph on foot. He has a staff in one hand, and Jesus has hold of his finger on the other hand. The text at the top of the painting reads, "The hand of the humble Joseph guides that of the Almighty. That image of the humble Joseph speaks volumes for anyone who has serious responsibilities for a family. It speaks volumes for anyone who accepts serious responsibility for leading others in faith. It speaks volumes for the countless people who serve their family or their neighbor or the poor or the suffering or lonely in the background shadows. It speaks of a patron for those who serve without much recognition or applause or commendation. Many of us think of our parents. I know I do. I also think of grandparents and godparents, teachers and priests, who by simply doing what they did, their job, if you will, had a profound influence in my life. I think of them often. In fact, during the Lenten season, I offer each day for deceased loved ones who were important in my upbringing up to the present day. They are many and varied. I also offer my Lenten day and practices for living folks who impact my life generously and, for the most part, in an unassuming way. In my mind, lots of people live the life of St. Joseph. He is such an accessible person because he was so down to earth. We don't have a single word that he said, but we have the powerful witness of his eloquent obedience to God's will and loving care of Mary and Jesus.